And editor Scott Alley deserves thanks and kudos as well. But you know what? I'm about to do something I've never done in my career as a novelist. Bones of Giants was born for me decades ago, when I read a book called Thunder of the Gods by Dorothy Hosford over and over and over again in elementary school. So here's my dedication. This one isn't for my wife or my kids. It's not for Mike. This one's for me. Just for me. Christopher Golden. For my pet rat, Admiral Dot, who tragically ended up in the freezer. Mike Mignola.
Prologue. Like the death cry of an antique god, thunder tore the night sky asunder, and the Northland trembled at its fury. It was loud enough that Jan Olaf Schiel felt its rumble in the hollow of his chest. He turned, boots crunching the snow, his fishing gear and his catch for the day banging against his back and legs. A quarter of a mile back, the river raged. Ice floe swept along with the current as it twisted and turned through the frozen hills of Lapland. 12 miles south, the river flowed through Skelsval, and some 100 miles beyond that, into the Gulf of Bothnia. Jan Olaf lived by himself outside of Skelsval, and had never been south of the Arctic Circle. This was what he knew of the world, but this he did know. This land, this river, these hills. 47 years he had fished the banks of the river at a secret spot his father had found decades before that. His father was dead now, but Jan Olaf still believed what his father had told him. The gods had blessed the river. As long as it was approached with the proper respect, it would never fail to provide all the fish he could hope to carry home. 47 years, Jan Olaf has seen the proof of it. And his father, and grandfather, and who knew how many Shell men before them. Always a secret, though, because the men of Skelsval would surely taint the blessing of the gods and ruin it all. Jan Olaf smiled. The gods. He was a Christian, but his father had always said that the old gods were forgotten, but not gone. That it was best to give them the respect they were due, just in case. Just in case. With a brilliance that made him flinch and shield his eyes, lightning tore a wound in the sky. Fire from the heavens reached.